guys, what's up? You're listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. I'm DJ Goody, your host for tonight's show. This is Awkward. Most of you probably just heard me on DJ Diamond's show right before this, which is called Hollywood Glitz. I love being on her show. It's super fun, and her and I are pretty close friends, so we can go back and forth all night on a bunch of juicy topics involving Hollywood gossip. Being on her show not only tonight, but last semester as well, I think has really warmed me up to starting my own show. When I was actually trying to figure out my show name and theme, I had a really difficult time, but DJ Diamond was able to help me throw out some ideas, and we finally landed on a couple of them. This is Awkward seemed like the best fit for what I wanted to discuss on my show with you guys, which is all of the issues that us young adults face, specifically us females. These issues can be awkward for some people to talk about, and I really wanted to change that and open up the dialogue for these issues on my show. With that being said, I don't want to exclude the male population from listening in, because you guys might actually learn something from my show, or you might actually hate everything that I have to say, but that's okay. I still encourage you guys to listening in. I first want to explain my DJ name and the history behind it. My DJ name was the easiest for me to come up with, because growing up, my siblings and I, there's four of us all together, we had the same nickname. Our friends coincidentally gave us the same nickname, which was Bags, because the word bag is in my last name. So it just kind of went with us, I guess. And so my sister and I have always said to each other, you know, once I graduate college, we're going to open this bakery and we're going to call it Goody Bags. And like, because our nickname was Bags and we would be serving baked goods. So that's kind of where DJ Goody came into place. And according to Captain Quality, I will be serving up the goods on my show tonight. Now, what better way to encourage guys to listen in than to actually talk about them? Tonight, I'll be on the topic of boys. And I say boys on purpose because lately, that's all I've been running into. You know, these immature, selfish little creatures who I like to call a certain name. But for the sake of my radio career, I'll refrain from saying the F word and refer to these F boys as fubs. My best friend's little sister came up with this term, so she didn't have to say the actual F word. So shout out to Gabby back at home for making up this word so I can use it on my radio show. I know a lot of my listeners might not know what a fub is, so I'm going to give the Urban Dictionary definition of a fub and my own definition to give you all a better understanding of the type of boy I'll be referring to throughout my show. So one of many Urban Dictionary definitions states that a fub is a manipulating boy who does whatever it takes to benefit himself, regardless of who he screws over. And that's pretty much my definition summed up, but I'll add to it. I say my definition is a boy who has one thing on his mind when talking to a girl, and that's to get into her pants. He will say almost anything to achieve this goal of his with absolutely no regard for the girl's feelings before, during, and even after the deed if he ends up getting what he wants. And don't get me wrong, there are girls and guys alike, and I'm sure a lot of girls, you know, do the same things, and I'm sure a lot of girls enjoy these fubs. And I don't know how, but I guess I need to understand. I mean, you do you, whatever you feel. But I can only share what I've experienced and have seen happen firsthand, so that's why I'll be talking from my perspective about fubs. I actually didn't know what a fub was until I got to college. The first month, actually, I had my first experience with one, so I'm going to share that first experience with you. So again, it was the first month of college, and I was still in a relationship with my high school boyfriend. That relationship was honestly so dead 3 months prior to me starting school. It was already we were still together, but I was not feeling it anymore. I just didn't know how to end things. So anyway, the first day of school, you guys, literally the first day of school, at orientation, I met a boy. And I didn't really think anything of him at first. But from that moment on, I kept seeing him on campus. And every time we saw each other, he would say hi. And eventually, he got my number. We hung out at his apartment, which was, of course, off campus, like with him and his roommates. And I thought, I was so cool. You know, I'm a freshman. I'm hanging out off campus. Oh, my God. Just loving life. And he knew I had a boyfriend. I made that very clear. And he was pretty respectful about it. He didn't push anything, but I could tell he liked me. And you know what? I was starting to like him as well. He showed me kind of what guy I deserved, which made it easy for me to finally end things with my high school boyfriend. I went home the first weekend of so we had school for a week. The very first weekend we had, I went home and I actually broke up with my boyfriend at the park that's in between our two houses because we lived around the corner from each other. So I broke it off and I wasn't as sad as I should have been. And that was because I knew I had this great boy waiting for me at school. And so the next time the guy at school and I hung out, it was super great. We were finally able to show how we really felt about each other. You know, we held hands and kissed and whatever. And life was good. I was super happy. I was like, wow, this seriously happened freshman year, the first month of freshman year of college. This is amazing. And then things took a sharp turn, and I mean completely sharp. Like Surrey, you know, when Surrey just gives you random ass directions, random, you know. So one night when me and we'll name the guy from school, we'll name him Philip, okay? So one night when Philip, me, and his roommates were hanging out, Philip got a text from his ex-girlfriend. And I didn't even know until way later that night. But Philip reassured me and he told me things like, oh, you're way better than her. She broke my heart. Screw her. I like you so much. Like, I want you. And his friends even assured me of that, of all of that. They're like, we like you so much better for him. We don't want her back in his life. She was toxic. It was a bad relationship. So I wasn't tripping. I brushed it off. Philip is my guy. Life is good, right? So apparently Philip's ex-girlfriend left him for another guy. So I figured he was too hurt to take her back. Stupid DJ Goody. Wrong. They continue texting. And I don't remember if I knew it was happening or found out way after the fact. But whatever, they were still texting. And apparently I was okay with that. Fast forward. I was at my cousin's wedding one weekend, and I was texting Philip, of course. The wedding gave me major feels. I don't know what it is about weddings, but they really make me, you know, look at my life in a whole different way. So it gave me major feels and made me think to my future. And I told Philip how I didn't really see him in my future as a potential husband. And that is so awkward, hence the name of my show, This Is Awkward. Freshman in college, and I'm already looking to this guy who I've known for a few weeks now as like a potential candidate to be my husband. That is so weird. So, but I think like that because my grandma has always told me, if you can't picture marrying them, then don't date them. So it's like an automatic thing for me to do. You know, if I start liking a guy, I will just automatically think to my future, you know, are they really hubby material? Yes or no? And then if it's a no, then I get really down about it and whatever. So I actually texted Philip how I was feeling. But as soon as I sent the text messages, I immediately regretted it. I was like, DJ Goody, are you stupid? Like, why would you bring this up to a guy you've known for not even a month at this point? And, oh, and since my cousin decided to have her wedding in the freaking woods, I didn't have enough like phone service to send texts regularly. And so I couldn't really explain myself after I sent those text messages until I got back to my hotel, which was hours later. When I did text him, I told him I really liked him and I was just being dumb. And I was so sure that if we kept dating, it would turn into something serious where I would eventually see him as like a potential husband. And so we kind of ended on a rocky note. One, it was storming outside, of course, so the power went completely out and my phone died in the middle of our conversation. And he was super disappointed to begin with, so that didn't really help when the power went out. When I got back to school, though, we hung out some more, but our conversations became a little more serious and revolved around his ex a lot and what she was bringing to the table and what I wasn't. And I just kept feeling compared to her all the time and just kind of bad about myself. So Philip told me she had sent him paragraphs pretty much of her confessing her love for him and how she was so sorry that she had hurt him. And I could tell he was starting to, you know, distance himself from me and get a little closer with her again through those conversations. And actually, when I was at the wedding sending those bogus text messages to him, she was at his house comforting him because, you know, of course, their families are friends. So, you know, she had to be over the night we were having issues. And Philip, he knew what he wanted, which was his ex, but he kept telling me he didn't know and needed space to figure it out. And you guys, I'm not a patient person at all. So do you really think I gave him his space? No, I did not. I gave him maybe a day, 2 days tops to think about it. And after that, I was just so sick of not talking. So I told him that I wanted to speak with him about everything. But the time we didn't talk, I used to write a long letter telling him why I was right for him and how much I was into him. Again, this is really awkward. This is, oh God, diving into my past here. Just imagine for a second me spilling my heart out on paper and then going to meet him and telling him all of this stuff that I like about him and just, oh my God. So completely vulnerable moment for me. But instead of me doing that, actually, he told me he made up his mind and he chose his ex-girlfriend over me, but that him and I could be friends. I was like, are you serious? No. I told him I broke up with my ex to be with him, because that's true, I definitely did. And he goes, I know. And I'm like, what do you mean you know? Like, I just told you I broke off a year and a half relationship to be with you, and you just say, I know? Like, excuse me? So you guys have to keep in mind that I wasn't able to kind of mourn my high school relationship because I literally jumped from one relationship into a new one, and that the new relationship was kind of my safety net from feeling bad about my past relationship. So that completely let me down, obviously. And so my heart was completely shattered. He dropped me super fast, and so did all of his friends. And at that point in the semester, because it was still the very first month of school, I didn't have any friends except my roommates because I was always off campus with Philip and his roommates. So I really didn't get to know anyone in my class. And after that month, I felt like I was actually starting college. My poor broken heart turned into a black one, and that experience completely altered my perspective on guys. But when I heard the actual term F-boy or fub was after all of this happened, and the people that I eventually got to know, they knew me as the girl who was dating the F-boy or the fub. They go, oh, you're the one who dated the F-boy. And I was so confused. I had no idea what they were talking about because I had never heard the term before. But they kept telling me, yeah, you were dating that F-boy. He screwed you over big time. So from then on, I had just referred to Philip and his friends as the Fubs. And looking back at that experience with Philip and my experiences now with other guys, I actually consider Philip less of a Fub. And I guess you guys will be able to kind of take from my stories throughout my show tonight what you think. But with that being said, I'm going to go to my first break. You guys, I'm DJ Goody, and this is Awkward at radio.dominican.edu. Talk to you guys when we get back. Gotta change my answering machine now that I'm alone. 'Cause right now it says that we can't come to the phone. And I know it makes no sense, 'cause you walked out the door. But it's the only way I hear your voice anymore. It's ridiculous. It's been months. For some reason I just can't get over us. And I'm strong.
Tonight. yourself, 'cause you're out of luck. Don't touch back up. Just not happening. You can say what you want to your boyfriends. Just let me have my fun tonight. Shit, but you're going home alone, aren't you? 'Cause I'm not here for your entertainment.
Break, you're listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. I'm DJ Goody, hosting tonight's show. This is Awkward. Before we went to break, I was sharing my very first experience I had with an F-boy or a fub, and I laugh whenever I say that because it's just a funny term. And I told you guys that compared to the boys I've dealt with after Philip, he doesn't seem like your typical fub. Now, I'm going to let you guys be the judges and formulate your own opinion while I dive into another experience I actually had this past summer. My best friend and I were invited to a party over summer, of course. Super fun, ready to get a little turn and just go crazy. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, seriously. At this party, I was definitely wearing my drunk pants and totally ate it in front of this one guy I had been eyeballing the whole night. I don't remember much of that night, but I do remember that guy and talking to him. He was also all over my Snap story when I looked at it the next morning and apparently got my number because we had a conversation before I passed out. The next evening, he texted me. This is the evening after the party. He had texted me and asked me on a date. And I was like, sure, I haven't been asked on a date in hella long. Like, you're cute. So I was super excited. And I had been waiting for him to text me all day, too, because I had gotten text messages from other guys that I had met that night. They were all super nice and just wanted to see how I was because I was just gone. But I really wanted this particular guy to text me. And he had told me he waited till the evening to text me, so I learned to wait. And I'm not used to waiting, and that just really kind of threw me off guard. I was like, okay, this guy knows what he's doing. So the next evening, he texted me, asked me on the date. That was a Saturday that he asked me on the date he had texted me. The following Tuesday, we went to dinner. And after we got froyo, and he drives a really sporty car. And so we went for a night drive, and he actually let me drive his car, and it goes super fast. And I thought I was going to crash it, so I was like, all right, I'm done. Take it away. So we just drive around. We head back to his house, and he teaches me how to play guitar. And it was just, honestly, it was the best date that I've had. He was such a gentleman, and it was just really fun. I enjoyed myself very much. So anyway, after we played guitar, wow, let me just stumble on my words a little bit more right there. So he taught me how to play guitar. We just kind of hung out and talked. It was a nice conversation. And when it got too late, I actually stayed the night. And, you know, the next morning I went back to my best friend's house. He had to visit a friend the following weekend, so we didn't hang out that weekend. Our second date was a couple weeks later, like a week and a half. And during that week and a half, I stalked him on all social media. If you don't stalk, are you really a girl? Like, that is my question. And anyway, I went to his, you know, Instagram profile, and I came across a picture he had posted in April. Mind you, this was in June. And it was with a girl. They were hiking. How cute, right? The caption wasn't anything special. It was just kind of like, we go on hikes. It was that exact caption. And so I clicked, because she was tagged in the photo, so I went to her profile. And her profile picture, her actual profile was private, but you could see her picture. So the picture was of her kissing his cheek. And I was like, okay. I wasn't freaking out, but because I really did trust this guy, but I definitely thought it was weird. So, you know, he's away visiting his friend, or so he said it was a friend. And I brought it up to him super casually over text message. And I was thinking, if he takes forever to reply, then that means he's trying to think of an excuse and he's lying. You guys, this is seriously how I think, and I'm pretty sure I'm not the only girl who thinks like that. So, you know, he actually texted pretty quickly, so I was like, okay, he's definitely not lying. And he goes, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. You know, that's like an old thing. And I go, does she know that? And he goes, you know, I hope so. I think she does. I'll text her if it bothers you. So I was like, okay, like, he's really taking my feelings into consideration. That's cool. I tell him I just thought it was weird, when really I wanted to say, hell yeah, have her take it down now. But I didn't. It was too early for Psycho Emma to come out. Besides, I wasn't really freaking out that bad. But after that happened, you know, we went on our second date. It was awesome. Again, another great date. And, you know, fast forward, it was before our second date, and I had gotten a friend request on Instagram, and guess who it was? It was the girl in his picture. And I was like, oh my God. I was staying at my best friend's house every single night that summer. So I ran to her bedroom, and I was like, oh my God, guess who friend requested me? And she goes, who? And I show her the profile, and she goes, oh my God. She's like, decline her. So I decline her. And our second date, I bring it up to him again. And I say jokingly, you know, of course, your girlfriend friend requested me on Instagram. And now saying that out loud, I don't think it's as casual as I thought it was. That sounds really dramatic. But I was like, yeah, your girlfriend friend requested me on Instagram. He goes, what? And I show him the profile, and he's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry about that. Like, I will text her. I'm like, no, it's just weird. Again, it's just freaking weird, and it needs to stop. But I was only thinking that. I didn't actually say that to him. And so we go on with our date. We eat at In-N-Out, super great, yum. And so fast forward a little bit, I get another friend request maybe a week later, and it's the same girl. And I was like, okay, this girl's trying to snoop. She's trying to stalk me right now. She had to find me out from someone, you know? And so I decline her again, but follow her. And I don't think the guy knew what was happening. Yeah, he was completely in the dark. But so I had friend requested him and or her. And she accepted it the same day, I believe. And I was like, oh my God, this is the greatest day ever. Like, she accepted it. I can snoop hardcore right now. Hell yeah. And so I go to her profile. And what do you know? This wasn't just an old thing, you guys. They were dating. Like, they were official boyfriend and girlfriend. She had pictures of them two all over her Instagram. But the timing in which these pictures were posted matched the timeline in which he told me things ended, right? So I couldn't, get mad. Her last picture was way before him and I had met. And so, yeah. sorry, I'm just looking at my computer. I got distracted. But I, you know, believed him, and I didn't tell him that I had followed her on Instagram. I kind of wanted to keep that to myself for a little bit, but I knew at this point, she knew who I was very well. Like, you don't just search randomly. Like, she had a plot. She knew what she was doing. And I think maybe a week after, I could tell things were going a little downhill between me and this guy. He was becoming distant. He went on a long trip, and he didn't speak to me at all. And that trip lasted a whole week. And even when he got into town, he didn't really message me or anything. And so I just thought that was so weird. I was like, okay, well, what? And now thinking back to it, I think he started to get distant when I was at his house one evening, and I was trying to show him something on my computer. And it was when I started to notice he was becoming distant. I was trying to show him something, and he was just not giving me the attention that I deserved. And so I was getting kind of, butthurt about it. And I think I was really exhausted too. And those two don't mix. Like, my attitude, and then if I'm sleep deprived, Psycho Emma then comes out. And I just, sat there on his bed, didn't say a word while he played his stupid little video games. And he asked me what was wrong. And he's definitely the type of person to not give a girl attention if she's acting the way I was acting. And that makes me so angry, you guys. Like, I need attention when I want attention. So that was happening. And I kind of made it a big deal. And then we got over it. I told him how I felt. And he's like, I don't do this. Talking about he doesn't do attitudes. And I was like, oh, okay, you don't do this, sure. So eventually I just got over it. And then I thought, maybe in the morning I'd feel better, way better than I was still feeling that night. And so we woke up the next morning, and he had to go to work, and I just went back to my best friend's house. And when I woke up, I just was so angry still. I was so bitter. And he was like, is anything wrong? And I was like, no. Exactly like that. No. And so obviously something was wrong. So we leave. And I think that was when he really started to pull away, because I was just, having attitude. And it had been maybe a month and a half when this happened. And that's not a very long time to start doing that when you're first dating someone. So I can understand why he was pulling back. But still, give me attention. Dear God, I came all the way over here. The least you can do is just look at what I'm showing you. So after that happened, we started becoming more distant. We didn't talk for weeks at a time, and I finally texted him and I was like, hey, you know, if you don't want to do this anymore, just like let me know, be honest with how you feel. I don't want to wait around hoping you're gonna text me or message me or whatever. And I was like, if you just don't care anymore, that's fine, just tell me. And he's like, I don't know why you think I don't care. And I'm like, well, you don't show it. And his excuse was, I don't think texting is a form of a relationship or the right way to do a relationship or something like that. I was like, bish, like, what do you mean? Like, you texted me every single day, like, all day long in the beginning. And now you're saying, oh, texting is not, like, a way to have a relationship. I'm like, okay, then call me or FaceTime me like you used to do. But I was like, okay, whatever. And he, you know, made me seem like he was going to work better at it because he said he was going to. The next day, literally the next day, he did not text me at all. He sent me one snap and that was it. I was like, okay, you know what? Done. I'm done. Like, you're not, I wasn't super attached to him. Like, I liked him. He was a cool guy to hang out with, but I wasn't super emotionally invested in him. So I didn't have a problem cutting him off at that point. So I was like, okay, I'm done. And that was right before school started. Yeah, early August. And so I continued following the girl from his picture. Oh, and I forgot to tell you guys, she did take down the picture mid-July-ish. So I was like, okay, like things are looking up, but actually things were going downhill, like far, far downhill. So she had taken down the picture, but I continued following her after this guy and I stopped talking to each other. And because I just had a feeling, I had like that girl's intuition that something was going to come up and I needed to follow her in order to see it. What do you know, a week into school and she posts a picture from her Instagram, of course, of them two at the beach, and her caption is, thank you for making my birthday the best birthday ever, with the kissy face emoji. Oh my God. My roommates were asleep when this happened, and I was, my roommates were asleep, and I went ballistic, you guys. I was like, oh my God, like, are you serious? Like, I was kind of laughing at it because I just had a feeling. And so I FaceTimed my best friend so quickly, and I was like, oh my God, like, look at the picture. And I showed her through FaceTime, and so I was like, oh my God, this guy for real cheated on his girlfriend with me, like, what the heck? And so I was talking to my sister about it, and she goes, you should just DM her on Instagram and be like, hey, you know, what's the deal with you and so and so? And so I'm going to read you guys the DMs that are our conversation that we had on IG. And so I DM'd her that same night. Yeah, it was 11:33 p.m. Yep, definitely that same night. And this was actually the same day that they got together, apparently. But whatever, I'll explain that later. So I go, hey, just curious, how long have you and so-and-so been together? And she goes, I don't mean to sound rude, but I'd really appreciate it if you would just stay out of our relationship. You've already complicated things enough. Thanks. And I was like, oh, this girl wants to pick a fight with the girl who's just trying to look out for her. So I go, I don't think I'm the one who complicated your relationship. Besides, I'm just trying to look out. I hope you two were on a break this summer, because that'd be awful if your boy was cheating on you, huh? Right? Such attitude. DJ Goody firing back. Okay. So she then replies, we were on a break for a little over a month. Yes. And I'm aware of the fact that you spent the night at his house once while we were still together. Is there anything else I should know? And I say, I don't understand why you're speaking to me as if him pursuing me was my fault. What else did your boyfriend tell you? You know, me and Emma coming at it. Okay. So she goes, I apologize. I was like, yeah, bow down, bitch. Like, this is me. So she goes, I apologize. I only know what he has told me. And that's probably different than how he told the story. You're just kind of a sore subject, but I'm sure you can imagine why. He told me that you met at a party, texted and snapped for a while, and hung out twice. The second time was the night before I came into town, and I found your hair in his sheets. Like, what? When I asked him about it at first, he said it was his other friend. Then he said that you came over, watched Netflix, and when it got too late, you spent the night. But he claims nothing happened between you two, that you didn't even kiss, and apparently he hasn't seen you since. And let me explain the hair in the sheets, because that just sounds really provocative. He has flannel sheets, okay? My hair is long and brown, and I shed like crazy, okay? It's a girl thing. So, of course, my hair was all over his white flannel sheets, and this girl's blonde. So, if she sees a dark-ass, long-ass hair in her boyfriend's sheets, of course, she's going to be like, who the hell was in this bed? So, yeah, okay. And I reply to her, I say, that's really upsetting to hear. This is what I told her. I met him June 17th. And I gave her the exact dates because I remember them. June 17th was my brother's birthday, and that's the night I met this guy. So I said, I met him June 17th. The next evening, he had texted and asked me on a date. The following Tuesday, which was the 21st, we went on the date. I said, we didn't just hang out twice, and if you think we didn't kiss, like, during that time we were together, you're tripping hardcore. Like, we were definitely, like, physical during that time, which started June 21st and ended early August. And she goes, okay, thank you so much. That's way different than what I was told. Okay, listen to this, you guys. She goes, we started dating March 6th, broke up July 10th, and got back together August 28th. But we've been talking and seeing each other since mid-July, so there was definitely some overlap. Were you two ever official? Oh my God. So I was like, girl, you're telling me that you two were still together like almost a whole month before you broke up? So he cheated on you for almost a whole month before you guys broke up. That's what you're telling me. And he was still talking to me while seeing and talking to you like mid-July. I was so fired up when I heard this. I was like, this is rich. So she goes, were you two ever official? And I said, we were never official, but he made it clear he didn't want us being just a summer fling. We had plans to go to my cousin's wedding late August, but honestly, he's a liar, so I doubt any of what he has told me was true. And she read what I said to her and then blocked me on Instagram, and I see her a little bit later in his Snapchat story, and I'm like, girl, I just told you your boyfriend cheated on you, and you're gonna take him back? That was probably what I was bitter about the most. Not the fact that he played both of us, but the fact that she took him back after that. Like, girl, you are really dumb. And, you know, I say that with respect, but seriously, I think you need to look back at everything that's happened and ask yourself if it's really worth a relationship without trust, because I doubt you trust him completely after that. But you know what, their relationship is none of my business. I am blocked from her Instagram, so I can't see her life anymore. So sad. But I'm gonna leave you guys with that story, and you can just kind of take it with a grain of salt and see what you guys think of that situation. But we're going to go to another break. I'm DJ Goody, and you're listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. Look as good as the day I met you. I forget just why I left you. I was insane. Stay. Play that Blink 182 song that we beat to death in Tucson, okay? Closer in the
Look at this. They're getting cut. That's what happens when you work with couples. Oh my gosh.
I'm out of here.
Woo! Didn't know we were making a porno.
Hey guys, we're back from break. You're listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. I'm DJ Goody, hosting tonight's show. This is Awkward. Before we went to break, I was talking to you guys about a very stressful situation I had this past summer. And I think now sharing those two stories, I think the first guy, Philip, he's definitely not a fub compared to this other guy. I mean, what a, can I say, Nope. All right. I can't say certain words on the air, so I'm trying to keep it together because that situation just gets me really heated. But I was looking at this article. I guess it's an article. I don't know. The title is 13 Alarming Signs He Could Be a Fub. It actually says could be a player, but I'm going to place fub in the place of that. And I'm not going to read all 13, but I'm going to pick out the ones that I think would be best to hold on to just so you girls can detect, you know, what guy is good and what guy is definitely not good, aka a fub. So, you know, I'm looking through them. And number 2 on the list is actually lack of transparency. And at first looking at that, I was like, wait, what does that even mean? And I started reading it, and it says, if he's not clear with his intentions, then that shows that he has a lack of respect for you. Not only that, but he also doesn't value that in you either. And it doesn't matter whether he wants to be your friend, friend with benefits, boyfriend, or date, he should always let you know what your relationship is to him. And looking back at these other two relationships, I guess you could call them, they didn't even make it that far. But looking back at these other two guys and the situations, this was definitely something that neither one of them did with me. They were never honest with what they truly wanted. And I think that's a big problem with relationships these days. You know, the girl goes in thinking the guy wants a relationship, but really the guy wants to just hook up. Or the other way around, you know, the guy is looking to get into a relationship and the girl just, you know, wants to smash it and pass it and that's it. So I think honesty is a really big factor and something that us girls need to, and guys need to be aware of, that they're honest from the get-go. The third one, it says obvious flirting. And it says, I believe that hashtag a little bit of flirting is healthy for a relationship. But when he goes overboard and it borders on glaring, it becomes a pretty big problem. He should be courteous enough to keep it within boundaries and not upset you in the process. If he gets defensive or angry, then he obviously doesn't care about you or your feelings to consider the reason you were mad in the first place. So I don't know why that confused me, but what I took out of it is if he's getting upset with you in the beginning of a relationship over small things, then that kind of just shows you that he already thinks that you're his, and that's not okay. So that's another thing that we need to watch out for when talking to new people. Looking back at my two stories, I don't think that was necessarily a problem. I think I was the one with that problem in the second story. I got, you know, within reason though, he freaking cheated on his girlfriend with me. So it was in reason. You can justify it. So looking at more, it says PDA, if he shows affection towards you in public or not. The two guys that I talked about, they did show affection, sort of. The second one didn't so much, but I think it was just because it was a different type of situation, you know, obviously. But I'm saying for future relationships, that is definitely something you need to watch out for, and I need to watch out for. If they are, you know, kind of walking ahead of you, so the second guy I talked about, I went to a party with him, right? And he walked into the party in front of me and kind of just left me. I was literally walking 10 feet behind him, and he didn't care to look back to see where I was or anything. So that just really did not sit well with me. I don't like when guys walk ahead of me, or like, I don't know. It didn't sit well with me. So those are little red flags that you can look for. If they do things like that, just be conscious of it. And if it happens like way too often where he just doesn't seem like he cares all that much, then drop him straight up. Words and no action. This is definitely one. He always knows the right thing to say, even when the problem you guys might be having is him. If he always knows what to say in order to get you to forgive him, he may in fact be playing you. He knows what you want to hear and is using that to his advantage. So if he says sweet nothings and doesn't follow through, chances are they're just words that make him hashtag look good. And this is definitely a big one for sure. And I saw this with both guys, but mainly the second guy because he was the ultimate douchebag. And so was he a comm major? I think he was a comm major. The guy in my second story, I'm pretty sure he was a communications major as well. But he knew all the right things to say. He was so good at talking, you guys. And you know what? He put on a show for sure. He played me, shit, talking mushrooms. And so he definitely won with this one. But whenever I brought something up to him that I had, like, you know, just a little tiny issue with, or just it didn't sit well with me, he would say all the right things, I would believe him, but nothing would change. It took pretty much the whole summer for that girl to change the profile picture on Instagram when he told me the first week we were talking that, oh, I'm gonna text her, she'll take it off, like, I'll text her if it makes you feel better. Okay, so yeah, all talk, no action. And that's another thing you need to watch out for, and I need to watch out for sure. I'm just looking at all of these. Always busy. This is number 12 on the list. And again, the second guy I was talking about definitely plays into this. It says, well, you don't need to be with him all the time. Do you constantly find that he is busy? Do you think that he is busy dating other people? Talk to him about it and see what he's doing when he's busy, and that way you can put your mind at ease. Yeah, straight up, he was talking to his girlfriend when he said he was busy. So yeah, it was his girlfriend, but he said it was his friend, so lied about that one. And towards the end of our little quote-unquote relationship, he was always busy. And I found that out through Snapchat because he didn't even text me that he was busy. So that's another freaking thing to deal with. I don't know why this one's on the list, but it says not parent material. So I'm going to read this. This is the first I'm looking at this. Finally, there are some guys that just aren't parent material. They have that bad boy quality in them, and typically they don't care about meeting your parents either. Oh, okay. If your guy isn't into meeting your parents at all, it could be a sign that he's just toying with you. Ladies, you always have to be careful when it seems like your guy might be playing childish games with you. You have to decide if you want to go down that route or leave it alone altogether. Either way, I hope these signs he's a player will help you decipher him, and that the next step will be in your hashtag relationship. So he never made the second guy never made any effort to come to my house over summer. I was always driving 30 minutes to see him. Yes, I lived 30 minutes away from him, and I drove all the time to see him. And he, even when I brought up going to my house, he's like, well, you never invite me. So he's basically just throwing it back on me, making it seem like it was my fault. So I was like, okay, like, I'll invite you then, like, shoo, it is my fault. And he just like played with my mind like that. He knew exactly what to say, and he manipulated me. And it was just, oh man, my best friends at home, they told me straight up what they thought of him, and I did not listen. And you know what? You live and you learn, and you just got to move past it, right? Right. So, you guys, on that note, I'm going to leave you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening. I'm DJ Goody. You're listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. And it's been very awkward on This Is Awkward. See you guys next time, or talk to you guys next time.
If I were a boy, even just for a day, I'd roll out of bed in the morning and throw on what I wanted and go. Drink beer with the guys and chase after girls. I kick it with who I wanted, and I never get confronted for it, 'cause they stick up for me. If I were first, and make the rules as I go.